This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. How are you guys? So I missed last week. I apologize, but my rheumatoid arthritis is kicking my butt. And it's still kicking my butt. I assume one day I will get better. I don't know when that day is, but I'm hopeful. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, no, not yet. So we're on day 12 and it's weird because I don't even have energy to post on social media and I miss doing that and engaging with everybody. So just know that I want to be doing everything. I just cannot right now. So that's all that's been going on with me. I got nothing to update you guys except for that. But I'm just, you know, behind on everything. And my brain is not working as well. So I apologize for my slow thoughts sometimes. But let's just get into the episode. We're going to talk about threads today. Seems to be a big topic right now. So why don't we just do it. Let's just get into it. Here we go. All right. So there has been a lot of talk surrounding threads. Do they work? Do they last? Is it worth it? We're just going to talk about it all. I'm going to give you all the information and you then can make an informed decision on whether or not this is something that you would want to do, you know, if it's something you've been thinking about. So here we go. So threads are a great way, in theory, to lift the face without surgery. This is a procedure where temporary sutures are inserted into the face to provide a subtle lift. Instead of having the face lifted by cutting out skin, the doctor will suspend it by stitching it up. And because these threads will cause a healing response, the skin will be triggered to produce more collagen in those areas. Now, they are most recommended to people in their late 30s to early 50s. Once past a certain age, it's more beneficial just to go with a facelift. The threads will produce a more subtle, natural lift, and sometimes that is all people want at any age. So I guess this is just a nice alternative to a facelift as long as you keep your expectations low. Okay, so let's get into the two different types of threads that are done by a doctor in a doctor's office. So you have the Nova threads. Sutures that are made from a biocompatible material called PDO, which has been designed specifically for safe reabsorption into the body. These threads are in your face for about 4 to 6 months, and then they dissolve. It is said that the patient will keep seeing results for about a year. Now, Nova threads come in several different varieties. You have barbed sutures, which are ideal for gathering skin, and therefore they're going to produce more of a lifting action. And then you have straight or curved smooth sutures. Smooth sutures are going to produce less of a lift, but they are excellent for collagen stimulation. Patients often have smooth sutures placed in strategic locations around their face, like the corner of the mouth or along the brows, in order to target common problem areas where the signs of aging become particularly apparent, which we know eyes and mouth, definitely. Okay, barbed sutures, on the other hand, are placed near the hairline in order to gently pull back the skin and lift the cheeks and jowls. Now, another way to get this effect is put your hair in a really high pony. It's just obviously not going to last as long. You'll see if you guys ever watch The Housewives, that has been the last few seasons. Some of these people are doing a real high pony to give that lifting effect. And while it does work, I just don't know that they can pull off that look. I'm not a fan personally. Okay. You will get numbed before the Nova threads, and then a small needle will be used to insert the threads below the skin. This process takes about 30 to 45 minutes, and there is no downtime. So you can just resume your normal activities after. You can go back to work or, you know, whatever you do, which is nice. I mean, it's always tough when there's downtime. And obviously, we know with a facelift, you're dealing with a lot more downtime, a lot more pain, a lot more everything else. So, okay. The next thread type is the Silhouette InstaLift. Now, this relies on the use of biocompatible temporary sutures to lift the face, just like the Nova threads. The Silhouette InstaLift is more focused on lifting the skin rather than stimulating collagen production. But both objectives are going to happen or be accomplished, of course. So the threads used during this procedure are designed somewhat differently. Rather than being smooth or barbed, they contain a number of sutures interspersed with tiny cones that are adept at grabbing tissue. These allow the threads to gather more skin, producing a more noticeable lift to the cheeks and jowls. Patients' results last anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Now, the Silhouette InstaLift takes about 45 minutes on average and can be performed under local anesthesia. So it's a little bit more involved than the Nova threads. A specially designed thin needle is used to insert the threads into the skin, minimizing patient discomfort. Patients sometimes experience mild soreness and swelling for a few days after having this procedure, but it can usually be managed with pain relievers over the counter, like Advil or something. As such, if you have a Silhouette InstaLift, you will probably be able to return to your normal activities immediately after, which is great. Again, we love treatments that don't require downtime, that you can just resume your life. You know, most people don't have time to just sit and do nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, so where are these done? These threads in the face? The jowls and the jawline, the brow line, under eye area, forehead, and cheeks. Some of the side effects are bruising, swelling, bleeding, slight pain at the site of the thread injection. Now, some of the complications that can happen, you can have allergic reaction to ingredients in the threading material. Bleeding as a result of the procedure building up behind your skin, visible dimpling or pulling where the threads have been inserted, I've seen that happen more than it should, migration or unintended movement of the threads that result in skin that looks lumpy or bulges. I've also seen this. Pain under your skin as a result of the thread being too tight or awkwardly placed. And then you could also get infection at the site of the procedure. Now, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, whatever it's called, they advise that you skip your daily moisturizer for the first few weeks after a thread lift and sleep with your head propped up to avoid rolling over onto newly placed sutures. Now, I got to tell you, those two things right there would make me not want to do it. I'm not skipping my moisturizer and I'm not going to sleep with my head propped up. Like, I just, no, I have enough trouble sleeping. I don't need to add like, you must sleep this way. So I would be out. But, you know, if that's all worth it to you, then, you know, definitely do it. My main thing with this is it doesn't seem like the results are consistent. Some people love it. Some people don't and have had the visibly dimpling or pulling that I talked about and where the threads move a little bit. And so your skin looks lumpy or there's like little bulges. I've seen that. And yes, it does dissolve. So it's going to go away. Absolutely. But I don't know. It's a lot of money. I think I can start around 2000. I think it's a lot of money to put out there to not like know for sure that it's going to look good. I mean, I guess it's the same thing with Botox and fillers. Like you could go to somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, even though maybe you did all your research and you know whatnot. So sometimes you're taking a chance with that too. Or you could just have a reaction that you're not expecting. So I guess there's just risks with everything if this is the road you want to go down. I would just suggest that if you are going to do this, really thoroughly do your research on the person who is going to insert these. Look at pictures, talk to people if you can, because I have seen some where they look great. Can't even tell it's happened. It's just a nice little natural lift. That's what you want. So this has been around for a few years now. So there's definitely people who are going to be better at it than others, just like Botox and fillers. I mean, some people are just really good at it and some people aren't. So just make sure you do your research on who is going to do that for you. You know, talk to a friend, you know, whatever. It's not just enough about Yelp reviews or whatever, because not everybody's going to share their experience or even an honest experience. So I would talk to somebody who has done it before, where'd they go and get all those answers. So the next thing we're going to talk about is silk collagen threads. These are an alternative to the more expensive threads. And this is something that like I could do for you. This isn't invasive. I mean, it's even less invasive than the PDO threads. So I have been thinking about trying these. I'm pretty sure I'm going to because I'm really curious. And now that I've done more research on it, I'm more curious about whether this could really work for my clients. So collagen silk thread lifting is a procedure that uses nanotechnology to infuse silk thread protein, fibro, and saracen in the skin to fill fine lines and wrinkles. A cushion of moisturizing silk protein is built up under the skin without any needles. This procedure enables lasting skin improvement from the inside out and ensures a unique lifting effect and regeneration of the skin. No needles, no surgery. It's all in the threads. Silk thread lifting is a new treatment and it uses those special threads. So it's very different than what the PDO threads are. And they go deep down into your skin's layers. So they're not being inserted into the skin. They're laying on the skin and the ingredients go deep into the skin's layers to make it look healthier and younger. After the first treatment, you should see results, but it's best done every 10 to 14 days for 3 to 4 treatments. And then those results are said to last, you know, 6 to 8 months. So this is what they said. I can't give you my opinion on do I think this is going to work or not. I've heard from some people that it's great. Like if you have a special event, then this would be a good thing to do to give your skin that fresh, pulled up look. But I don't know if the people I talked to only did one treatment and that was their result, or did they do multiple? I don't know. These things that I read did not specify. So I'm not sure. So this is why I kind of want to try it and see. I mean, this could be really cool. And I like to try new things for my clients to see what we can do to, you know, I'm all about anti-aging. So there's things that I can do to make their skin look better, then, you know, I absolutely want to do it. So this is interesting. I'm definitely going to give it a try and see what happens. But tell me, what do you guys think? Are you guys into threads? You know, the PDO or the silk collagen, if you're an esthetician, are you doing them? Have you received them? I'd love some feedback on this. I'm really curious to see what people think about these. I think, like I said, in theory, I think it's a really great idea. I just don't know if I love all the possibilities of it going wrong. And, you know, it is your face and people will look at it. So I don't know. But if you find somebody really good, somebody reputable, then it might be worth it. All right. I think that's it for today. I will keep you guys posted on the collagen silk threads that I'm going to be trying out, and I'll let you know what I think about them. But that's it for this week. This is about all I can do. I was going to add another topic into it, but then I overreached. I could not do it. But this is a lot of information on threads. So anyways, give me your feedback. I'm really curious to see what you guys think. All right. I hope you have a great week and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.